My name's Kathy Kemp and I'm the leader at Devron Preschool, actually in the village of Devron. We are going to enter the Stride for Sight as a team. All the staff, there are five of us in total, plus various members of our families. We chose to enter this walk because we have a little girl at preschool who is sight impaired, so it's a cause very dear to our heart, and when we saw it mentioned in the local paper we thought that'll be the one that we work with this year because we like to choose a charity a year.
Okay, so what are you going to be doing on the day? You're going to go for the whole 11 miles with all the children, or what are you going to do?
Well, we think that the grown-ups will start at Portreath at 10:30 in the morning, a team of probably about 10 of us in total to start with. And as we walk along the trail, coming back towards our homes, then we'll pick up people along the way, and hopefully the children will meet us, say, at Bissau. That would be a nice, easy distance for them to do the last kind of 3 miles back towards Devron.
Okay, so just tell me, you say you've got a child in the preschool with albinism. Just explain what that is.
Albinism is a very, very rare condition. I understand there are only about 3,000 children or 3,000 people in the country who have this condition. And what it means for Scarlett is that she is sight impaired, but she also has a very light skin. Her skin is intolerant to bright light and sunlight, and her eyes also.
Okay, so the work of the Cornwall Blind Association is obviously very dear to a lot of people who know her.
Well, we hope that it will provide things for children and people like Scarlett with sight impairment and improve their life in general for everybody. But also, we're really keen to raise awareness of Scarlett's condition.
And the work done by charities such as the Cornwall Blind Association, I suppose, is essential in supporting families who've got people who, you know, need this sort of help.
I understand from Scarlett's consultant, who happens to be a dad here as well, that they do fantastic work, the Cornwall Blind Association. He said it would be a wonderful one for us to support. We hope that the money raised will be used for all the everyone with sight impairment in Cornwall to improve their lives.
Scarlett, she's obviously a very happy child, despite the fact that she suffers from albinism. Just tell me a little bit about her.
The most important thing about Scarlett for us here at preschool, and she attends with her twin brother Dylan, who doesn't have albinism, is that she is encouraged to lead as normal and full a life as possible, and we are really happy that here we can offer that to Scarlett. And in this room now, as I'm talking to you, Scarlett is playing with the other children, having a lovely time, and we support her in that. Don't want to treat her any differently. She's settled down here fantastically and is very happy with us here at Devron Preschool.
And obviously you have a little message to anyone who wants to support this charity and the Stride for Sight. What would you say to people?
Get behind us. We're doing it as a team effort. We would appreciate any help and any support. Financial sponsorship would be great. And wish us luck and hope that we have a lovely sunny day. We don't know how we're going to stride in Wellington boots in the rain.